A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Yudalid, Chulin 114a, pagination is 227. We'll start 8 lines up from the wide lines. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Bachalev Imo, the famous pasuk that tells us the prohibition of cooking and eating milk and meat together, was phrased as the kid in its mother's milk. Ein li ela b'chalev imo. So I would only know the kid, the young goat, in its mother's milk, in the she-goat's milk. B'chalav para v'rocha minayin. How do I know to include a cow and a sheep that this prohibition, as long as it's kosher milk, is also going to apply? In its very essence, this is the question of whether this was a localized prohibition or it's an example, but we're meant to extrapolate from it. Amrit kal v'chomer. I'll tell you, it's a kal v'chomer. And a kal v'chomer is one of the most interesting pieces of logic. The simple example of a kal v'chomer, something that's light and something that's serious. So, to talk about it in sheer weight, if a person is able to carry the heavy table on his own, he can surely carry the chair on his own. And the problem with the kal v'chomer is that once I pierce it in its logic, it doesn't necessarily hold its weight. It may be that the heavier thing is counterbalanced and happens to be on wheels, and therefore I was able to move it on my own. We would need to analyze it from all angles. And therefore, a kal v'chomer is a tremendous opportunity to really appreciate the nuances of the subject that we're studying. Here is the kal v'chomer. Uma imo shalonesra imo beharva'a, the mother, in the example of Losevasho Gedi Bachalev Imo, the kid in its mother's milk, there's no prohibition of mating between those two animals, the young goat and the older goat. There's no prohibition of mating. There's no kilayim, whereas there is by other animals, a horse and a donkey producing a mule is something a Jew is not allowed to breed. But over here, these two animals, they're just fine together. Nesra imo bevishulo. Nevertheless, there's a prohibition of cooking the two together. Its milk in its meat, that's a prohibition. So para v'rocha shenesra imo beharva'a, the cow and the sheep that are prohibited in mating with this kid, with this young goat. So there's a distance. They're supposed to be kept separate. Certainly, they're going to be prohibited in cooking. So between the lines over here, the Gemara is telling you how to think. There's a sense of distancing. And the more distant something is, the more reason there would be to prohibit it in cooking one in the other. Now, one can ask that the milk of a non-kosher animal, such as a camel, is actually flying to a different tune. But that's because there's a miut. It has to be similar enough to the kosher goat example in order to be the prohibition. But once it is of the kosher genre, so then it's going to be prohibited because these are even more distant than the other because they're prohibited in crossbreeding, so surely they're prohibited in cooking. Now, if we're following the beat of the kal v'chomer, we have a kal v'chomer. We have reason to prohibit the milk of the cow and the sheep together with this kid, young goat. The beat was it's prohibited by the goat, so it should surely be prohibited by the cow and the sheep. And what's fascinating is that the Braisa goes ahead and says, Talmud Loma b'chalev imo, comes along the Pasuk and tells us the words chalev imo an extra time. And now I know to include not only in the milk of the mother goat, but also in the milk of the mother cow and the mother sheep. And the Gemara picks up on this right away. V'halama likra, why do you need a pasuk? Ka'asyale, you already proved it from a kal v'chomer. Again, there was a kal v'chomer. If it's prohibited in the goat example, then surely other kosher animals producing milk will have the prohibition, because by them there's a crossbreed prohibition, and therefore there's surely a cooking prohibition. Again, v'halama likra, so why do you need the pasuk at the end of the braisa? Talmud Lomar comes along the pasuk to tell you b'chalev imo an extra pasuk. Ha'asyale, you already proved it from the kal v'chomer. The implication surely is, and we'll see this is exactly what the Gemara picks up on, is that something was wrong with the kal v'chomer. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Mishum de'ika le'meimar, because it's possible to say, me'ikara de'dina pircha, from the beginning of your kal v'chomer, there's a question. Now, every kal v'chomer has two parts. The start of our kal v'chomer, and Rashi develops this in the last of the small lines into the wide lines, the beginning of the kal v'chomer was the case that works, the case that we know, it's the goat case. The mother is not prohibited in crossbreeding with the child, with that type. There's no such crossbreeding prohibition, and nevertheless, there's a cooking prohibition. That was the first part of the kal v'chomer. The second part of the kal v'chomer was Parah v'Rachel, the cow and the sheep, that do have a crossbreeding prohibition, should surely have a cooking prohibition. So the Gemara says, Me'ikara didina pircha. In the first part of Yikal v'chomer, there was a question that could be asked. And again, kal v'chomer is sheer logic. If you have something to undo the logic, you have a reasoning to assume why things are happening other than your kal v'chomer, then the kal v'chomer is off. Me'echa kamaisis la, where are you bringing it to start the kal v'chomer off? Me'imo, from its mother. And you're saying, oh yeah, they're close. They're able to be crossbred. Those two types, no problem. And nevertheless, there's a cooking prohibition. They're not so close. They're not so permitted. The mother and the child are not allowed to be shecht on the same day. There's a distancing. There's a prohibition associated uniquely with them. And it could be that cooking the kid in its mother's milk is attributable to that type of closeness in prohibition. Just like it's not allowed to be shecht on the same day, so it's not allowed to be cooked together. Tomar beparo shalonesra imo bishchita, you wouldn't be able to say that by the cow and the sheep case, because there's no prohibition, because it's not its mother. Talmud loma bachalev imo, and that's why the Braisa concluded, you need the extra posuk of bachalev imo to come to include even cases that are not literally chalev imo, its own mother's milk, but have the same type of quality that you're cooking milk with meat. What's interesting is that going back to the Braisa never bothered telling you the kasha that Rav Ashi raised. And it seems that this Braisa, as is classic of Talmudic scholarship, sometimes assumes that you can catch on to the missing link. And they said the kal v'chomer, and perhaps they waited a moment, let the students absorb the Kal Vachomer and realize that there's something not quite right, because I could always compare, as Rav Ashi does, the unique rule that a child and mother can't be shech together, so maybe they're unique as well regarding cooking. And after pausing a moment and letting us catch up with our logic, the Braisa, without bothering to tell anyone the kasha that's certainly on your minds and their minds, and you know that I know, Talmud Loma b'chalevimo. That's why I need an extra pasuk to teach me, because the Kal Vachomer really doesn't work. Because as much as it teaches us of comparisons, there's ultimately a pircha, a question that could be asked to explain and attribute the unique rule of the kid in its mother's milk. And therefore, I needed to be said an extra time to tell me to go one layer further in the prohibition. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.